of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, my dear listeners, what's up? I hope you've enjoyed these past couple of weeks. It's been a while since we last spoke, and I do apologize for the absence, but life happened. You're now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver, broadcasting from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you so much for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Now, once again, my apologies for the absence this past little bit, but I'm back now. Before we go any further, given the recent events that have been happening in our world, if you would please join me for just a brief moment, a moment of silence for all the victims of the attacks in Paris, the attacks in Beirut, the earthquake in Japan, and of course, just anybody suffering, just going through these tragedies, these sad events all around the world. All right, thank you. So, moving on to more lighthearted events. It's hard to believe that we're already more than halfway through November. Time has really flown. So, I hope that in spite of everything that has been going on in the world and in our lives, I hope that you're all looking forward to the coming holiday season. So, first up, I have a song from Japan. It's by Yumi Shizukusa. She's an indie R&B artist, and over the summer she released her album Blue, and on that album was this song called All My Life. Now, unfortunately, I don't really speak Japanese at all, and a lot of the lyrical complexities were lost on me a bit. But from what I've gathered from a rough translation, the song is about searching, kind of spending your entire life on this journey of self-discovery. Overall, it's just about doing you. You can spend your whole life searching for your purpose or calling, and that's the joy of just living this life. And that's the basic idea. I'm sure the lyrics are much deeper, much more complex than what I've just told you. And the song is a little hard to describe, but it's somewhat eclectic, somewhat very hard-hitting. It's a sound that's not usually associated with the R&B music genre. It's the furthest thing from the usual pop stuff associated with Japanese music. So let's check it out now. Yumi Shizukusa, All My Life, something a little eclectic, yet hard-hitting, something different.
Just like me, 下向いて昨日も悔やんでばかりいたね。じゃない。 this inside? なぜ常識やルールに縛られてたのだろう。 All day, all night, all the time. Always I am searching for myself. I know not perfect. 周りに合わせ比べる必要もない。
That was Yumi Shizukusa with All My Life. Overall, the song has such a cool vibe. It's smooth yet abrasive. And for her singing, she actually transitions really, really well from the different pitches. Her voice is lilting and light at some parts. And then as she hits the lower register, it becomes a little more strong, gains a little bit more power, I guess you could say. And in Japanese music, very few ladies have her vocal ability. Definitely, she's someone worth keeping an eye on. So next up, an R&B singer and songwriter who needs no introduction, honestly, Khalil Fong here with another smooth musical experience. The song from Khalil today is off his 2008 album, Orange Moon, called Black and White, Hey Bye. It starts off with a very jazzy, laid-back vibe, maintains it through the entire song. It's got a very snappy drum beat, some fairly melodious piano riffs over top of that. And trademark, it's really a trademark Khalil Fong song. It's his style. There's even some sexy trumpets in the background, if you can catch those. And altogether, it just makes for a very classic / old school R&B jam. And the lyrics of the song get a little bit abstract, such as when he refers to the rising dust has turned to black and white, and also her white dress and black bangs. In a way, he's kind of referring to the contrast between the colors, which somehow make her, this special lady, more beautiful than she already is, but also in regards to the dust, he's making reference to how even when the world loses its luster and its shine, turning to black and white, she will remain eternally beautiful. The song is just about a lasting, eternal love. It's smooth as hell. It's composed by himself, though this time around the lyrics were not penned by Khalil. They were penned by a lyricist by the name of Zhou Yaohui, and he's always a good listening choice. So that's coming up next, Khalil Fong with Black and White.
你躺在芙蓉枕上，世界不再
你依然在站台，走了依然会回来，扬起尘埃都变成一种黑白。你是我爱的女孩，最爱的女孩，带我到温柔的默片时代，你那白的裙摆，那黑的刘海，教我说美丽的一句对白，当时一眯眼一样美一样期待，却等不到后来，只等你从头再来。艳阳天为你展开、哦、手中的蓝风筝，也为你摇和摆，世界不在，你依然在站台，走了依然会回来，扬起尘埃都变成一种黑白。你是我爱的女孩，最爱的女孩，带我到温柔的木片时代，你那白的裙摆，那黑的刘海，教我说美丽的一句对白，当时一眯眼一样美一样期待，却等不到后来，只等你从头再来，才发现我的喜怒爱的音又在，多为了你的素颜主演不会改，从你的马路再走回来，二月再躺回来，世界在逆转过来，是否现在越无奈，过去越实在，难道回忆是为了明白。你是我爱的女孩，最爱的女孩，带我到温柔的默片时代，你那白的裙摆，那黑的刘海，教我说美丽的一句对白，当时一幕幕一幕幕一样精彩，却等不到后来，只等你从头再来、哦、那双鬓都斑白，也等你从头再
That was Khalil Fong with Black and White, still to this day one of the best composers active in Chinese music right now. He released a new single this past summer called Listen. That one is a big departure from his usual style, going for a more contemporary R&B sound. He still maintains that Khalil style, however. It's always surprised me how R&B his vocals actually are. That's something just to think about a little bit. Next up, I have something from the Mando pop world. It's Taiwanese pop diva Jolin Tsai. Why? Because why not? She's one of the most beloved stars from Taiwan in music and just the entertainment world. It's from her 2014 album Play, and it's titled Gentle Woman. This is another song which I find very unusual. It's the sort of style that you don't really expect from Chinese language pop music. It has a very powerful and a rather dark sort of sound, and I wouldn't categorize it under one specific style just because it could fall into any genre and category. It combines, all these elements just combine for a very, very epic sound. This, however, is where the biggest curveball comes. Just from what I've said, being Chinese pop and the overall tone of this song, it's actually, you can kind of make some assumptions about what this song is telling a story about, what the lyrical meaning is. And it's not what you think it is. It's actually about confidence. In the verses through the song, the structure is very, very simple, very short lines, simple lyrical composition. She states how she doesn't need perfection nor precautions. She is one, not just a lonely individual. She is the number one. And Jolien asked the question, if you're not you, who are you? It's like saying you don't need validation so long as you know that you're dope. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
Friends, well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Thank you. Hey there. My name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard Jolin Tsai with Gentlewoman. Always a cool listening choice, always something that's just very interesting to hear. She actually won the Best Mandarin Album Award for Play, which was the album that contained the song Gentlewoman. And it's overall just an interesting listening experience because she actually went with a different sound. She was actually very experimental with that album. And of course, she took home the Golden Melody Award, Best Mandarin Album, the Taiwanese equivalent for a Grammy. She hasn't released any new material lately, but do keep an eye on her. You never know when a surprise album will drop. Next up, I have a solo singer from Korea named Eric Nam. And he's a Korean-American vocalist born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. He was in a singing competition show called Birth of a Great Star in 2011 and was in the competition for about 8 months, placing in the top five. He was signed to his current label, B2M, in late 2012 and officially debuted in January 2013. His debut EP is titled Cloud Nine, which contains the single Heaven's Door, which is the song I have from him today. It's very bright, upbeat. It's about having the perfect day and through it with that special, and just going through it with that special someone, making it so special. It's like walking through the door right into heaven. It's not just having that special connection. It's about the journey getting to that point with that person, that special person who holds that special spot in your special heart. But the reason I brought this in today is not because it's a groundbreaking piece of musical achievement. It's in no way revolutionary. The highlight of the track is his vocals. Eric's vocal tone is very unique amongst Korean vocalists. There are a few who have these really deep, booming voices like Hui Song and Park Hyoshin, but not very many who have vocal tones like Eric. His tone is kind of in a bit of a middling pitch, not high, not low, with a certain strength and rasp that really sets it apart. Let's check it out. Eric Nam with Heaven's Door, and after that, it's another Korean male vocalist named Dean with Pour Up featuring Zico.
smoke, drink, smoke, drink, smoke, pull up.
별일 없던 듯이 괜히 좀 더 크게 웃고 멋대로 취해봐도 상관없던 듯이 달리는 차의 소리를 질러봐도 맘 마음은 그대로인지 생각할 틈도 없이 내 마음은 새 club을 뒤집어 감정 따윈 없이 그저 외로움을 피해 낯선 여자와 밖으로 사라진 네 오늘 밤도 난 풀어 풀어 그녀의 셔츠 풀어 풀어 악내인 끈을 풀어 풀어 Girl now I'm looking for love. 탓이었는지 평소와는 다르게 무작정 널 찾아간 별내기 어디 잊혀지질 않아 낯선 남자와의 짙은 저까지도 대체 왜 그런 건지 핑계 한마디 없이 오히려 나를 밀쳐버리고 죄책감도 없이 끝을 맞았던 너가 뭐가 좋아 난 아직도 헤매는지
순서 없이 상대를 한꺼풀씩 벗기지 불이 꺼지면 더 뜨거워지지 여느 때보다 깊은 대화 중에 놀이 이상 가까워지면 난 돼 각자의 품에 낯선 향기가 돌아야 진짜 섹시한 관계 I will do you tonight private special do it stage 환상의 호흡을 자랑해줘 show me what you got 내 마이크 잡았을 때인 vibration 너가 장해줘 이건 군중체지 물은 못 가는 잠 다른 걸 알아줘 shall, shall I come to pick you up 아님 주소 찍고 일루어
오늘 밤도 난 풀어 내던 걸 셔츠 풀어 언니들을 또 풀어 No I'm not looking for love for love 시간이 지날수록 울리는 눈물이 어느새 인간 내게 까인 네 목소리 갈 길을 잃어가 널 담은 뒷모습에 아간 나는 나라 problems 이게 날려지럽게
Okay, that was Eric Nam with Heaven's Door, and right after that was Dean with Par Up featuring Zico from Block B. And I couldn't really find much information on Dean, but I will say this about Eric Nam. He's a very gifted vocalist, and I sincerely hope that his producers get him better tracks in the future. Because let's face it, Heaven's Door was nice, it was pleasant, it was fun, but is it really lactose intolerant people friendly? So, the thing about Dean, very interesting fact, is that he's actually 22. He's from Korea and one of the rising stars of Korean R&B. He's captured the attention of many notable figures in the American music scene, including Myla J and Eric Bellinger, who he actually made a track with called I'm Not Sorry. He is releasing an album soon, supposedly under the Universal Music label. His song was Pour Up, once again featuring Zico of Block B, just something very sultry and almost carnal in a way. You definitely want to keep an eye on this dude if you're into urban music. So now it is once again that time of the week where we will check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. So first up from South Korea, A-Cube Entertainment is taking legal action against online users. A-Cube Entertainment, the label that represents girl group A-Pink and singer Hogak, announced on November 16th through their official Facebook page that they would be taking action against online commenters for causing damage to the reputation of their artists. In their official statement, A-Cube said, "As of late, online defamation against our artists has been increasingly severe, and the reputation of our artists has been hurt due to the spread of false rumors, the creation and spread of edited photos with malicious intents and indiscreet sexual comments. We have already started looking into the case by collecting relevant material and analyzing information that we have received. If there is an increase in malicious netizens who cross the line, we will address this by taking firm legal action." A-Cube added that recent comments have not only caused psychological harm to the artists, but also their families and other people around them, as well as the staff working with those artists. This announcement was made about 2 days after A-Pink member Park Chorong made a spelling mistake when posting on Twitter about the tragic events in Paris at the end of last week. After the attacks, there was a hashtag phrase and a phrase going around, "Pray for Paris," which she misspelled as "Play for Paris." Chorong was openly and harshly criticized by online commenters, many of whom posted that she must be poorly educated and of low intelligence. She has since apologized for her comments. Of course, me being me, I can see why people are mad. In this day and age, even mistakes like that make a person come across as uninformed and ignorant, and yes, in a way, stupid. Though arguments can be made based on linguistics that in South Korea they really have no equivalents for the L and R, they're used interchangeably, and the only close thing that they have to it is actually a combination of both. So, speaking from a language standpoint, for a person who is not fluent in English and is a Korean speaker, then yes, you could argue that it's mostly because of the language barrier that she made that mistake. However, I will point out that GOT7's Yugyeom post made the exact same spelling mistake when he posted about praying for Paris. He also wrote "play for Paris," though the comments were drastically different. There was no public outcry about how he must be of low intelligence and poorly educated. Rather, many comments were saying, "You made a spelling mistake, but that's okay. Thank you." So you can imagine the dichotomy and the rather different outcry regarding this particular incident, saying, why is he excused but Chorong is not? And of course, it's not like the K-pop industry isn't completely dominated by fangirls obsessing over these male stars, believing that they can do absolutely no wrong, but the moment any female star steps out of line, they are immediately harpooned and beheaded by the masses, demanding that their body be put on display. So it is a very strange dichotomy. Again, understandable from a certain standpoint, but also extremely, extremely different responses to two people making the exact same mistake. I will say that Chorong really does not deserve any death threats or any comments that really cross the line. Yes, you can point it out, and yes, it is likely, it is true that especially with the internet, it's not that difficult to find out that that is "pray for Paris," not "play for Paris." She does come across as uninformed and ignorant, but in no way is she coming off as saying that she's making fun of the situation. So we'll see how it develops from here. Next up, Chinese singer-songwriter Tiger Hu, aka Anson Hu, is going to make an appearance on Two Broke Girls. Tiger Hu, one of China's most famous singer-songwriters, announced through a social media posting that he will be appearing on the popular sitcom Two Broke Girls. He has confirmed that he is appearing in a guest role and also posted a picture with one of the show's stars, Beth Bears. Some fans have speculated that he will be playing a distant relative of the restaurant owner Han Lee, portrayed by Matthew Moy on the show. He is actually one of the most renowned songwriters and composers in China. He is known for his amazing ability for arranging music. He's one of the most well-received and most beloved singer-songwriters. But this actually will just be a very interesting thing to see. I am not a watcher of the show. In fact, I really don't know much about it. And it does kind of make you wonder why they would choose to cast a star who is, by all means, fairly unknown to audiences who are not already aware of his presence. But we'll see how it goes, and if this is just one of his stepping stones into a long and illustrious career as an actor, then all the more power to him. So that will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Once again, in response to the above story about the posting for Paris, I don't have much more to say on the commenters, but again, thoughts and prayers and all our condolences are going out to the people who have been through that tragedy, the families of the victims and from the attacks in Paris, but also the attacks in Beirut, the earthquake in Japan, and just all the tragic events that have happened in the world over this past little while. So we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned.
Other Vancouver is a collective promoting slow design through independent creatives. This year's event, themed Spaces, showcases products alongside its makers through images of their workspaces. We aim to support mindful consumerism. Come out on November 27th to 29th at 877 East Hastings, Studio 301. Visit Other on Instagram or Facebook for previews. Just like the river.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
We are back on Asian Wave 101. And of course, as I mentioned, there is more music on the show coming up. And oddly enough, it seems that it has been an unofficial R&B day for this show, because the next song that I have is also in that music genre, and it's by Toronto-based singer, songwriter, producer, and rapper Jordan Lorenzo, and it features Vancouver-based singer, songwriter, composer, producer Ryel. And the song is called Riding on Me, and it's just got a very, just got such a cool R&B, very smooth vibe to it, talking about kind of like that, it's like one of those songs that are just really, that's really just talking about the sexy times and kind of where and kind of what really happens during that particular time in people's lives. It does get a little bit raunchy at times. So if you are one of those people that gets a little bit uncomfortable when hearing about that type of subject matter, then please do change your frequency on your radio, or just put it on mute for the next 4 minutes or so, because this song is going to come up next. Once again, Jordan Lorenzo featuring Ryel, Riding on Me.
Baby, let me lay it down. I just wanna look at your body, all of your curves, all the baby turn around.
Show me
what you hiding underneath that outfit. Ooh, I love fucking with you, cause you're the loudest when you riding on me. She say she want me with that look on her face.
at your body, all of your curves, all the baby turn around.
Show me
what you hiding underneath that outfit. Ooh, I love fucking with you, cause you're the loudest when you riding on me.
That was Jordan. That was Jordan Lorenzo featuring Rael, Riding on Me. Just something from our very talented Canadian artists of the week. Definitely go and show some love, not just to these indie artists, but these Canadian artists, our fellow Canadians out there just doing their thing on the grind and just making sure that they're able to keep bringing us this amazing music so that we show them that we love them, and they get to keep doing what they love to do. Moving on, though, still on this unofficial R&B day, I have a song by Jem, Hong Kong's most beloved pop diva at this present time, of course. And it's her song called You Shi, or Therefore in English. And recently what's been going on with Jem is that she actually announced that she would be releasing a new album, which has now actually already come out. It's the album is called Heartbeat, and for the project, what she was doing was that the idea was that within the few days leading up to the album's release, she would be releasing 10 new songs with 10 new music videos. This was one of those songs that was a part of that project, and it's in a style that really you don't hear from Jem a lot, because of course being a very notable figure within Chinese music or Chinese language music, her usual fare includes ballads. In fact, it's piano ballads, which she has been doing a lot of lately, but not really going away from that, trying different styles. This one is more contemporary R&B. She has songs that are more rock or more EDM and contemporary pop inspired. And with this particular song, she's actually singing about kind of those moments in a relationship, how they start to die down a little bit, the feelings fade away. And at that point, you're kind of saying, therefore, you left. Therefore, you've already become like a stranger to me. Therefore, I don't really know if we can continue on as we are at this point in time. What really struck me about this track is that because she's known as kind of this singer with the powerful lungs, she just belts out these notes. Her voice is very expressive and very strong. She actually opted for a more soft and more smooth and soothing singing method. It really tones down the overall feel of the song, and it actually really gives you a bit of an insight into just the scope of her vocal abilities. She can be belting these notes out, very powerful, singing in a very powerful way, but also toning it down just to suit a different style and to bring us these different sounds. It's really an interesting audio experience. So let's check it out now. Jem with Therefore.
于是茶就这样冷了，于是天就这样凉了，于是你就这样离开了。
于是我终于醒了，于是你我从此远了，于是路从此分岔了，你的脸从此就陌生了。
That was Jem with Therefore, one of the latest releases from her latest album. And with this one, again, it's kind of just in continuing with this unofficial R&B day that we have going on. It's just such a sound that I'm accustomed to listening to, but am not accustomed to hearing from Jem because her usual style is just so different. This is, however, a very pleasant change. It just really goes to show how versatile she is, how capable she is of doing these different styles. It does seem that when she's more or less doing the releases, not solely for the Mandarin market, but more for just a general way of doing what she wants to do, she does get more opportunity to explore different genres, whereas if she was guaranteed doing this for the Mandarin market, she would have gone for a more traditional piano ballad route, which is not to say that it's not included on the new album, but it's lacking in a very good way. Not as many piano ballads on this new album. Moving on, though, in continuing with this day that we have going already, it's a Korean indie artist known as Hoodie Kim. Now, I couldn't find too much on Hoodie. In fact, the first time I had actually ever heard of her was when she had featured on Jay Park's song Solo. She was the female artist on that song. And from what from what I've gathered, she is an R&B artist, and the one thing that I was able to find was this gem of a song released last year called Baby Oh Baby. Now, my Korean is, of course, not that great, but I was able to find a little bit of information regarding the lyrics of this song, mostly in just kind of listening to the song and just finding what I could understand. You'll notice that this is another one of those very, very carnal, very... very sultry types of R&B songs, kind of, it's another baby making jam, to put it simply. So let's check it out now. It's definitely very hard to find artists like her in South Korea. It's Hoodie Kim with Baby Oh Baby. Okay, that was Hoodie with Baby Oh Baby, something sexy from a relatively new arrival to the Korean R&B scene. Never heard too much of her before, but judging from what you just heard, she is definitely someone who is worth looking out for. That will actually take us to the end of this week's Asian Wave 101. And to end it off, I have another very talented singer named Eric, this time Eric Chow from Taiwan, one of Taiwan's hottest young stars in terms of the music world. And his song is called 以后别做朋友, which essentially translates to let's not be friends, because he's saying that even when you're friends, there are certain things that you can't say. There are certain things that you can't really do when you only have that label between two people. It's kind of like saying that it's a connection, but not that deep of a connection. And he wants more than that, but he is singing, lamenting essentially about how he doesn't have that yet, how he wishes somehow in the future that that could be a possibility. Something rather melancholy, in contrast to everything else that we've heard this afternoon. Once again, that will do it for this week's show. If you have any questions, if you have any requests, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. Now, coming up next, we have our weekly arts report. The crew is coming in here to talk about the local art scene, and they all also have lined up a couple of interviews. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. Thanks so much for listening. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live from the city of Vancouver, from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Eric Chow to play us out. Thanks so much once again, and I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
像生活细节，还把破坏完美的平衡点，保持着距离，一颗心的遥远，我的寂寞你就听不见，我走回从前，你往未来飞，遇见对的人，错过交叉点，明明你就已经站在我面前，我却不断挥手说再见，以后别做朋友，又不能牵手，想爱你的冲动我只能笑着带过，最好的朋友有些梦不能说出口，就不用承担会失去你的心痛，天空界限，谁都不准为我们掉眼泪，放弃好好爱一个人的机会，要看着你幸福到永远，以后别做朋友，冲动，我只能笑着。 是你最懂我。我们有始有终，就走到世界尽头。双手。
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week's edition of the Arts Report. I am your host, Christine Kim, and in studio, we also have my lovely co-host, Ashley Park.
Hey, guys.
We are broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia, Vancouver campus on unceded Musqueam territory here on CITR 101.9 FM. To start off our show, we have our very first guest, Kathleen Allen. Hello.
Hi there.
Thank you so much for being on our show. Please tell us about what is going on with the Vancouver Academy of Music Symphony Orchestra.
Well, this weekend we have our second concert of the season at the Orpheum. And this program is all Tchaikovsky, and we start with the Nutcracker Suite, which, of course, everybody knows. And then we play his first piano concerto, which is such an exciting work and features Amanda Chan, who's the new head of the piano faculty